Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The sermon text for this morning is based predominantly on the Old Testament and the epistle lesson we heard, but particularly in Hebrews, the first verse. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When we think, particularly in this text, of dear old Abraham and Sarah, we know, of course, he lived in the area of Babylon, the land of Ur. And, of course, he was the one that God called. He saw him as righteous. And we know that Abraham and Sarah couldn't have children. But God said to him, you will have as many descendants as the stars. And you look up behind the scene there, you see the stars behind them. And he didn't argue with God. God said it, and he believed him. Even though he said, look, thank you, but I don't have an heir. Remembering that the way it was back then, and to some extent even today, it had to be an inheritance through a bloodline. And of course, it was to go to one of his, if you like, descendant employees. But clearly God said, no, I will provide you with an heir. Now, that promise would have been interesting. You see, both Abraham and Sarah were past the years of having children. From what we are told, well past the years of having children. I imagine to some of you who are in your 70s and 80s and still with a partner, if I was to say to you, really looking forward to when you have a child next year. I'm hearing the giggles. And surprise, surprise, that's what Sarah did. She giggled. Not possible, God. Not possible. But they had a child in their advanced years. This was the promise that they were given. And it was because of faith that they did not question. Well, they probably questioned, but still accepted it as God's word, and it happened to them. So when it comes to faith, and in our lives, what is faith? Is it a belief? Some might think it is a belief. I would say not necessarily a belief. Belief is a consequence of faith, but not faith. Okay, what am I getting at? Is it an understanding of things? Again, that's a consequence, not what faith is. Is it taught? Again, a consequence, but not it. We talk about weak or strong or indifferent. Is that the right language to use about faith? Interesting, isn't it? The one thing that we do know about faith is it is a gift. It is a gift given to us. And why? Because it's been repeated through the scriptures, particularly through Acts and other books. The gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this gift of faith through the power of the Holy Spirit is given to us from God. It comes to us, all of us, in our baptism and in our daily life. So this faith comes to us. And the Holy Spirit, and I'm using the two interchangeably, because it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that this faith comes. And where does this faith come? And what is the purpose? The purpose of the Holy Spirit, it really is to point to Jesus. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Some people see that the power of the Holy Spirit is to do this or to do that or do this other grandiose thing. At the end of the day, the one thing that the Holy Spirit does is point to Christ. And why? Because as we sung in that song before, it is our cornerstone. That is the foundation of our faith. So when it comes to this faith, the next question becomes, how much? Because whether we like it or not, we are in a culture or we are in a mind frame of measuring. Our lives is all about measure. We can't help it. I mean, you cannot go to the doctors without measuring something. Your blood pressure, your sugar, your cholesterols, your weight. We know that all these things, and I won't go into other things we measure, but we know that we're all about measure, how much. And of course, more to the point is that we are all about measuring and looking to have more than others. We are all trying to one-up each other for a whole sorts of reasons. And it's unfortunately our, call it sinful nature. We are always looking to better ourselves and therefore seeing there's something about me that's better than my brother or sister. And it's that pride that kicks in. So when it comes to understanding about what it is that God is giving us and how much we get, here is the surprise with God. Because the surprise with God is that we all get exactly the same amount. We are all given the same exposure to faith. The next question is, what are we doing with it? How do we engage with it? You see, faith is not our construct. A lot of people somehow build faith in a way that is something that they've created, they've formed. But it's not our construct. Many Christians feel that they build their faith through works. Again, works is a consequence of faith, but it doesn't necessarily build faith. And the danger, of course, is where you think that because of your works, somehow salvation is then a consequence of that. And we know about works righteousness and all that sort of stuff. So, of course, we know that when we are talking about building faith, we don't build it. It's God who gives us this. Faith comes through hearing God's word. Romans 10:17, we hear that text often. Faith comes through the hearing of God's word. So the Holy Spirit, through the scriptures, opens our hearts and minds to have faith. And here's the other kicker. Faith is a gift, and it is managed by God. God manages faith. It's about letting go, isn't it? Faith, trust, and hope. Abraham trusted God and in faith believed God's promise. Just believed it, and it happened. Now we know Sarah could not believe what was to happen, but in faith she believed and conceived. An impossibility, even by today's standards, not likely. But such is the majesty of God's power. But the interesting thing here is that there was faith in nothing else but God. It was an absolute trust in God. Now here we start talking about rational versus irrational. You see, faith is often based on some tangible basis. If we talk about having faith in something, it's like we've got to have some seed or some evidence that this works. If you have faith in a particular remedy or medicine, you know that you have the evidence that, oh, in the past it's worked, or in the past I've seen people react well to this, so that gives you, okay, I have faith in this product. But faith now is to be done without any evidence whatsoever other than trust in God. Faith in God alone seems foolish. We hear that often, particularly from community. You believe in a God? There's no evidence for it. Okay, if you want to believe in a God, that's your business. I mean, if you're silly enough, good luck to you. So what? You believe that there's something up there and all the rest of it is just nothing? But we do believe. Faith in the unknown. Blind faith, we call it. This is what God is calling us to do. To have faith. Now remember, Abraham and Sarah didn't have Christ as an example, or Christ to show them that the Messiah had come. Don't forget, when Abraham and Sarah, Israel wasn't in existence then. So this was the very beginnings, and all he had was the promise of God. The truth is, the unknown is our reality. That is our reality. We hear more and more that faith isn't on the reality around us, but faith is more about the unseen. Faith in Christ. See, faith brings hope in Christ. That's the whole point again. Our reading of the Word shows us God's promise. More and more we hear the promises. So I was talking before about evidence. Through the Word, we have the promise, the evidence of His promises. And God's promises are ironclad. God's promises are not empty. We know also that Christ, who comes to us to redeem, His purpose, His function, was to come into this world for you and me, to restore the brokenness, to repair the fracture of sin, and to eradicate sin, death, and the devil. That is why Christ came into the world. And this is what faith assures us of. This faith given to us shows us the truth and the hope we have in Christ. That's what faith does. How strong is your faith? This is what I started with, and I'm finishing with. I don't like that word, strong or weak. But this is the language we use, isn't it? Our strong faith, it's as strong as it needs to be. We are all given the faith, and God equips us with different gifts, different talents, one spirit, one body, but we all have different talents. And we are all given different jobs to do different things according to the ways of God's will. So yes, some will be teachers, pastors, evangelists. We know this, we hear this in Scripture. Some will be hospitality, servers. We know that there are many gifts, and the faith given to us is the faith that God gives us. Keeping true to God's word and will shows us our faith. This faith gives us comfort, hope, and peace to know that we're not just having faith in a big, empty sort of nothingness. But to know, because of what Christ has done, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, and because of this renewal we have in our baptism every day, that we grow in Christ to have that mission to go forward and to be able to share the good news with others who have ears to hear. So I encourage you now, as we move forward in faith to the world that is around us, as we see the nature in God's creation, we know that in faith we have a God who blesses us and shows us his love always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.